Good morning. Welcome to the May 26th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we are going to be merging together a number of different issues that converge on the thought that we have to begin seeing reality. The second time my tires were slashed, I had to call for a tow. On the way to the shop, me and the driver talked about how dangerous are these times we're living in. He used the metaphor of a train for the system, and it's rolling downhill, he said. Yes, it's rolling downhill, I echoed him. And it's got a speed to it. Yes, it's got a speed to it. The James Galbraith book we're looking at today, Inequality and Instability, a study of the world economy just before the Great Crisis, is in essence saying this, saying that this hierarchical world disorder is rolling downhill and it's got a speed to it. But the Galbraith book went to a great deal of trouble to prove it, which is a good thing, as far too many middle-ranking auxiliaries apparently need proof to see reality, to see that nation-states are not equipped to challenge this pattern called class. Their body's truth is not yet trusted, these pundits, but soon it will, I trust. So thanks are due to Galbraith for ensuring that those pundit middle ranks who claim to speak for us have no excuse for not framing their speech more authentically, basing it more in reality, and the rest of us likewise. The Galbraith book shows how an entire world can be made to roll in a predetermined direction, and this accomplished virtually overnight. How this train is set in motion and so will not stop. Sheer physics tells us this, without a counter application of collective thought, which is collective might, from those that it would otherwise mow under and over and through. So in today's show, we're going to take a broad look at the James Galbraith book, and we'll draw on it in future as well, no doubt, and consider the implications of its conclusions, while using the research experience it describes to illustrate points we've been making about language, truth, sculpting reality, seeing reality, and always simultaneously running through these things, seeing from the vantage of the whole. Here's a quick example. The statement of a congressman this week saying how happy to work Apple employees are as compared with those of the post office. Quote, the post office should be run like Apple, unquote. And of course, it's one of their dearest high list ambitions to privatize our post office. And so the Bernie Sanders bill in Congress right now to fight back must be supported strongly. But all our struggles must be in an accurate context, or they can be continuously extended ad infinitum. And we'll be treading water for eternity.